AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The FBI says federal investigators knew in advance that one of the gunmen in the Texas shootout outside a provocative cartoon contest was interested in last Sunday's event. That information was relayed to local authorities, but there had been no indication Elton Simpson was planning an attack. A Senate committee heard more today about American recruitment by the group The Islamic State from Peter Bergen at the New America Foundation.
The only profile that this group really shared, 53 of the 62 individuals were very active on social media, downloading and sharing jihadist propaganda, and in some cases, as Elton Simpson was doing, directly communicating with members of ISIS.
Campus police at the University of Rhode Island will start carrying guns tomorrow, the first public university to have that. It comes after a scare in 2013 and having to wait for an armed police officer to arrive from a nearby city. The Senate's passed a bill that would allow Congress to reject a final nuclear deal with Iran. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Without this bill, there is no limitation on the president's use of waivers to suspend the sanctions Congress has put in place. There's no requirement that Congress receive full details of any agreement with Iran.
Tom Brady's agent Don Yee is really reacting to the football deflation scandal. We hear from our Jim Militello.
Yee charges that the 243-page report by investigator Ted Wells left out key parts of Brady's testimony. He took issue with the findings that Brady was, quote, at least generally aware, unquote, of the plan of two team employees to deflate the footballs.
An exit poll in Britain is projecting a strong showing for Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say a 42-year-old Oklahoma City woman apparently drowned last night. She took cover in an underground shelter, and then it filled with water. More storms are developing now in western Oklahoma. Here's Governor Mary Fallon.
So it's very important that you have a plan with your family and with your employees. No matter where you are, what time of the day it is, where you might be going to, know what to do if a storm comes upon you.
Forecasters are saying 51 tornadoes struck last night. A Western Michigan couple with 12 sons is waiting to find out whether baby number 13 is also going to be a boy. Kateri Schwant is due to deliver on Saturday. Of course, that's the day before Mother's Day. The couple sticking with their tradition of not finding out in advance whether the baby's going to be a boy or a girl. The mom says the family will be happy either way, and she grew up in a family of 14 as well. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.